You are now tuned into
Bumpers. Hello, Bumpers FM. How you doing? Welcome to day 17 of the 30-day podcast challenge, ladies and gentlemen. This is Lou from the BX, your friend. I don't want to be known as just your host. I want to be your friend. I want to be your pal. And I'm one day removed from watching Justice League, and I've had a little more time to digest things. And I really wish the movie was a little longer, because thinking back on it, the inclusions of Cyborg and Aquaman and the Flash, obviously, as a fan, I already know everything I need to know about these people. But as a general fan who may not really know too much about them and is going to see this movie, you're kind of introduced to these new characters, and it's a little quick. Even though I think they did a pretty good job of showing you what happened with Cyborg and explaining what happened with him, and the Flash is not really it's explained in passing how he got his powers. Oh, you got hit by lightning, huh? Yeah. I guess that's one way to say it. That's literally how they explain his origin, as he's talking to Aquaman. And Aquaman gets a quick explanation of who he is and what he is. He's the son of Atlantia, and it's his responsibility to chase after this person who stole the mother box. So it's on him now to go to the surface and chase after Steppenwolf. All of these things were done in passing, which... it's a double-edged sword, because if you know these characters, it's fine. You can pick it up, you know what's going on, and you can hear that little bit of dialogue and go, ah, okay, cool, I got it. But if you don't really, are not totally familiar with these characters, which I'm going to say is not too many people, especially if you're going to see this movie on a Thursday night like I did, I'm pretty sure you already know who these characters are and what their motivations are and what they're doing. So you don't really need a lot of exposition. But if you're just a general audience member and you're just kind of like, Aquaman, Cyborg is thrown at you, Flash is thrown at you, there seems to be a Green Lantern in this fray here that I'm watching from something in the past, it can be a little confusing. But I gotta say, the movie itself was extremely enjoyable. I have a poster here that I got from this show, and I love it. It's a pretty freaking cool poster. I'm going to hang this up immediately. Just looking at this, it kind of makes me want to watch the movie again. I'm hoping there's like an extended version that comes out on Blu-ray that I can enjoy at home, because that would be phenomenal. It would also be a bit of a mistake if they did that, because Batman v Superman, as long as it was, definitely benefited from the added footage that was put in the extended version that came with the home release. If that would have been the actual version of the movie that was released, I think it would have been taken a little bit better. But it still would have gotten, you know, its share of trashing, just due to the fact of how the whole Martha thing seems to be general consensus is a bad move. But it would have been received a little bit better with the extra footage, because when you watch it, I watched it at home, I was like, damn, they really, like, the extra footage really made a difference for me. And that's not just talking shit, it's just that it really did. So if they do that for Justice League, it would be, on one hand, it would be cool, because then I'd have extra shit. But then at the same time, it's like, why don't you guys just put this in the movie? Like, you're hurting the original rating of the movie and the reception of it by doing that. But anyway, one thing I forgot to mention in the review were the post-credit scenes, which I'm going to get into right now. So be aware that I am going to be spoiling the post-credit scenes. I said so in the title, and I'm telling you right now, I'm going to spoil them. So if you don't want to hear them, stop this mini podcast. So the first post-credit scene that pops up is Superman and the Flash in Superman's farm. They're standing in the road, and they're getting ready to race each other. And it's a funny, very comedic, very cool throwback to, you know, the original comic book where the Flash and Superman race each other, and they're playing off each other comedically, and it's a very light, very, you would even go as far as calling it cute. It was a very cute scene. You know, you got Ezra Miller there with Henry Cavill, and he's smiling, being Superman. And Flash is being his, you know, typically funny self. And then they actually race. They don't show the whole race. They obviously just show them sprinting off. And then it's a slow motion shot of the two of them. And then you, obviously they're not going to show you who wins or loses. But it was a cool little scene that they put in there. It kind of lightened everything up. And it just kind of shows you what's to come. I guess it gives you a little bit of the tone of what's to come, which I'm all for it. Superman does not need to be dark. There's no reason why Superman needs to be dark. Superman is the Boy Scout. So he needs to smile. He needs to be happy. He needs to be the Boy Scout. That's what he needs to be. And you can have scenes in the movie where he's under duress, but for the most part, if when he's just standing there talking, he needs to be happy, and you know, he's lighthearted. That's Superman's character. And when you see Batman, he needs to be brooding and pissed off and not smiling. That's Batman. You know, they need to get back to those original traits of the characters, and once they do that, they will be better off. I think they're doing a fantastic job with Wonder Woman. She's not like in love with Superman or in love with fucking Bruce Wayne or whatever. She's just who she is, and she's a badass, and she don't take no shit. And she's actually they didn't really do a good job of showing it, but she is actually the leader of the Justice League. So, you know, they need to get back to the, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. My cat does this thing where whenever I'm podcasting, I don't know if it's good or bad, she goes on the couch and she lays down with her back to me. And I just look over at her and I can see her ears propped up that she's listening. But she has her back turned to me. It's fucking hilarious. Anyway, so if Warner Brothers would just get back to that, getting back to the main traits of these characters, they'd be way better off. And that was the first post-credit scene. The second post-credit scene shows the... the Metropolis jail cell. I forget what it's called. I don't know. I'm sure they have a name for it. I just don't remember what it is. Where Lex Luthor's being held. And there, Lex Luthor's in his cell with his back turned to the camera. And the security guard is calling out to him. And he won't move. The cell gate is open. He tells him, get out of your cell. Get out of your cell. He goes up to the cell. And it's some random bald dude who's in the cell. He is not Lex Luthor. Then they show a cutaway of a shadowy figure on a speedboat heading towards some destination. And as the light shines on this person, you see that it's fucking Deathstroke, the Terminator. And he's on a speedboat. He gets on a yacht, meets up with Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor wants to start a Legion of Doom. So maybe we should start our own league. And then the movie ends. Deathstroke looked fucking awesome. Number one, he takes his helmet off. He looks exactly like Slade Wilson. White hair, eye patch. He fucking looked, I mean, it's Joe Manganiello. He looked fucking awesome as Deathstroke. I literally can't wait to see that in action. And that was it. That was the setup for whatever next movie's coming out. Now, my thing with that is, I guess if they know what direction they're going in, obviously then Justice League Part 2 is not coming for a while, because they're going to probably do a Batman movie, another Superman movie, they might do a Flash movie, they might even do another Wonder Woman movie. Obviously they'll do another Wonder Woman movie, but I'm just saying before there's another Justice League movie, they'll definitely do a Batman movie, they'll definitely probably do another Superman movie, and you may get a Flash movie. And you may get another Wonder Woman movie before Justice League. Because I'm sure they're doing another Wonder Woman. They have to. The first one was fucking phenomenal. So yeah, so far, you know, they seem to be leading towards maybe the next entry of films being Batman. Because if they're going Deathstroke, And I know he's supposed to be the main bad in the new one. So maybe that's where they're going with that. Or because you would think that they would have showed something with Darkseid on Apocalypse, you know, after Steppenwolf gets his ass kicked. You know, you might want to see something with Darkseid, but maybe that's just something they'll save for maybe the next Superman movie or something. I don't know, because really, they can't really do... What else can they do in the next Superman movie? They've already done Doomsday. They've already done Lex Luthor. They've already done the Kryptonians, General Zod. So, I mean, they did that all that shit in fucking the past movie. So, what else is left for Superman? They're not going to do fucking Missileplex or... You know, Brainiac. They can't really introduce Brainiac right now, because that's a big character. That's like a world-ending character. So he can carry a whole like phase, quote unquote, if you want to use the term. But you would think that they would have had something with Darkseid and Apocalypse or something in the post-credits scene, but they didn't. They went light with a Deathstroke. Like more grounded enemies. So we'll see what happens next with these movies. But right now it is it's almost 1 o'clock and I need to do some laundry, and I am going to watch the first episode of the Punisher series, and then I'm going to try to get some sleep because I got to work tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm off this weekend, so you will be hearing more from me, and certain things coming in the future, certain collaborations coming. You may not see them coming, but they are coming. So I'll see you guys when I see you. This is day 17, 30-day podcast challenge. Bumpers FM, Louis from the BX. Peace out.